way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 24 of the Dutch by Association podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Barahona, and along with me, as always, are my good friends and co-hosts, Aaron Alonz and Mitch Geese.
Welcome to show number 23. We are looking for sponsors. If you have a product or a business that you would like to have advertised on the DBA pod and talked about fondly by us three, get a hold of Wayne or me or Mitch, wherever, at our places of employment.
And we're nearing the 8,000 listens mark.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Wow. That's like a...
You go ahead and read, and I'll see if I can
dig it up.
All right. Dutch by Association is also brought to you by our title sponsor, Super High Tech. Christmas is over, bills come due, and warm weather is far away. Brighten up your day with a new phone or PC from Super High Tech. We have multiple brands and styles for every budget, and we even have financing available. Find out more at super-ht.com.
I noticed that I needed to be a little bit more succinct and deliberate with my ad this time around versus last time.
Well, you had the correct season, correct time of year.
Yep.
Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah, and then didn't leave it to you to like lambaste my business whilst trying to
come on. To promote it's all it. In good fun.
Tell that to my bottom line.
I've done business here a couple times. It's been all right.
Yeah, the toilets still haven't recovered. Put a rim shot.
That was one time. One time.
So my wife needs a new phone.
Hers already?
Well, I don't know about already. That sounds terrible. That sounds like something her husband is supposed to say. I think she has an 8, I think. So, yeah, what am I going to do? She's still got the button. It's like upgrading from here. The button's gone. Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No more button.
Oh, but she was showing some people pictures on her phone. Like she's told me, I really need a new phone. Are we like anywhere near an upgrade? Or can you go talk to Wayne or whatever? And then she's showing other people pictures of like our cute kids with their cracked phone while looking at me kind of out of the corner of her eye. You see the shame? You see the shame you're bringing on this house by being too tight to get me a new phone?
Yeah, that
I suppose I could just get the screen fixed.
Well, maybe if she was responsible, it wouldn't have been cracked in the first place.
How much is your time worth?
Well, no, she didn't back into the garage door or something.
No, dumb. She hasn't done that. No.
Just as a random example that I popped into my head.
Yeah, it could happen to anyone.
Something that someone's wife might do.
Now, speaking of what your wife might do, she held a nice little birthday gathering in your honor on Saturday night, so it was nice to be over there. You didn't invite Mitch or Aaron.
I didn't have enough meat for that many people, honestly.
You could have put a spice on it and known I wouldn't have eaten it if I would have came. There's no ketchup here.
It was grain-fed beef. I don't know.
I want the GMOs.
But it was some of the best meat I've literally ever had in my entire life.
What was it?
He boiled it in a bag.
Sous vide.
That sounds much classier than boiled in a bag. But
now pronounce it as it's written.
Sous vide.
Yes. So if you've ever seen that word and wondered how it's pronounced.
I wonder if you can put hors d'oeuvres in there.
That is, other than I did a smoked roast a while back that I liked that just a tick better. It had a little more of a smoky flavor. Yeah. But that was awesome. That's way better than any oven roast or crock pot roast I've ever had.
Because, it was just a standard, couple buck a pound chuck roast. Yeah.
Nothing more than salt and pepper on it, but 24 hours of sous vide. And then,
and I'm like taking the juices and just like pouring them into my mouth.
Yeah, he took the plate and poured the juices into his mouth. He's like, I am not letting these juices go to waste.
No, actually,
that's what your bread is.
Well, I went and took a bun and just so I could soak it up. Like I had no intention on eating it as a sandwich, but I couldn't let it go to waste. And like you could watch it congeal as it got to room temperature. So you knew it was just all completely 100% fat. And oh. It was. So, needless to say, I have one coming Friday.
I knew you would. Yep. I knew you would. You doubted me.
Yeah, I did.
That prime rib I did a while back. Well, Greta said that. That best prime rib she's ever eaten was my sous vide prime rib. So, and it's super easy. I mean, anybody can do it.
So, you put it in a Ziploc bag.
You can do a Ziploc. I have a vacuum sealer, and I use that. It's supposed to keep the water from infiltrating. You know, a Ziploc, you could have some leakage there. But,
right.
But a Ziploc would work, too. If you double bag it, it'd probably
used Wonder Bread bag.
That I probably wouldn't.
I wouldn't think of things that we've got in the house.
Maybe if you put it inside of a used Cool Whip container that you put your leftovers in, that might qualify.
I can't believe it's not butter.
But it's not.
It's the easiest thing.
It's SpaghettiO hot dish.
Oh no, that gets eaten.
You could do sous vide SpaghettiO hot dish. It's just kind of.
So at what point is the meat smoked? Before or after?
It's not smoked at all. Nope. So you put it in the bag or the vacuum seal, whatever you do with it, and set a temperature in a certain amount of time. I mean, the idea is it's super even because it's cooked in water, and you can't overcook it because, you know, it comes up to whatever temperature the water is, and then it stays there. And then you also don't lose any juices because it's sealed in a bag. So
and it's like a... It's like a wand that you stick in the water, and it provides both the heat source and circulation of the water.
The water so that it
so you don't even have to do it like on a stove or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm on a Facebook group for Camp Chef smokers, and guys are talking about that. So I just assumed it had to do with smoking.
Well, some people you could smoke it and then bag it and then do like a reverse sear or something like that. There's a lot of different ways.
Wow. But
so I was at Hy-Vee last night, and I had a craving for Chinese food, so I got the stuff to make fried rice. And while I was walking through grabbing some chicken, they had one brisket there for like $2.50 a pound. So I bought it. And
they used to give that to the rendering truck, you know. And now all of a sudden it's the biggest hit piece of meat.
Well, I tell you what, I will fight someone for it because that... Oh, it's so good. So good. I mean, it's not prime rib, but it's darn close. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take, because you've got the point and you've got the other piece. I forget what it's called, but I'm going to take the, what I would call the ass end, the non-showcase.
All right, what put that in layman's terms for us, please.
I mean, it's the front of the cow, but yeah, I'm gonna take that part that I think is the point. And whatever. And I'm going to try and sous vide that.
I think that would be a really good way to do that because that always ends up overcooked because it's too thin.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that I'd be curious how that turns out.
I'm excited to try it. And it just that I guess it was your birthday, too, so we can acknowledge that.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Mitch, and I don't even know if you mentioned this in passing with us or if we actually did it during the podcast, but you had kind of forgotten that it was your birthday. You had just...
I totally forgot it was my birthday about Wednesday last week. Greta's like, so what do you want to do this weekend? I said, I was thinking of grilling brats at some point. She's like, for your birthday? It's like, oh, yeah, it is my birthday. Well, I guess we can do a little better than grilling brats then. So,
well, good thing for you, 2021.
Boiled roast.
Moving along at a better clip than what you thought it was.
Yeah.
There's that.
And I was such a bad parent moment, but I'll share it anyway. So it's Mitch's birthday. We'd kind of made these plans to get together
as best friends.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't have Texas Roadhouse on the menu, so we knew that you were not going to be involved.
Where's the buns?
And so we had planned this Wednesday night. We had an EMA meeting and said, "Oh yeah, let's do this." And Saturday comes around and he texts like about 9 in the morning, like, "Hey, Lydia's ralphing, like she's calling the dogs big time." So game off.
Oh, no.
Man, so I tell my daughter she's crying, she's literally sobbing, like because she was so disappointed. So I worked, and then when Dad needs a little alone time, he takes a little trip up to Worthington to visit his favorite place, the Worthington Muni. And
like your Mecca, yeah. The liquor store. Yep.
And that's nothing against the ones around here. It's just there are some distributors that stop at the border. So then that coming from Minnesota, that's kind of my jam. So that anyway, so I went up there and I thought, you know, I had intentions on doing that anyway to get Mitch a birthday gift because he too likes to drink the craft. So I'm driving back and I'm, you know, I text Mitch. He doesn't answer. I text Aaron. He's like, yeah, I'm busy. So I'm like, I'll just go home then. And then finally Mitch texts me back like 2 hours later. Like, oh, yeah, no, I was busy. I'm like, I've got a birthday beer for you. So let's have one before, you know, you start your dinner and I go home and be sad. So I'll go over there. One beer leads to two, leads to an hour, leads to 2 hours. And you know what? She didn't look that sick. Forget it.
That's right.
Bring him over. Let's go. Let's get the truck. So we just.
I was like, "That's your call. Yeah. If you might have a bad night if this is something, you know, non food related or whatever." But turned out okay.
All is well that ends well.
Yeah, and I talked to your wife after. She said that right away Sunday morning, Lydia was bright eyed, bushy tailed, and asking for birthday cake.
Yep. Yep. That's how we knew she was fine. So.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, and gosh, that I keep thinking about your meat. I had dreams about your meat,
and I've never seen it.
Oh, there was that one time,
Super Bowl.
Yes, Super Bowl. That
yeah.
What did they prime make for rib. That?
No,
not prime rib.
You did.
It was pork loin.
Pulled pork.
It was pork loin.
What was it? I forget. Anyway,
I don't want to. No, I did loin. You're right.
Yeah, a little spicy.
Yeah. It had
the devil spice.
It had the cookies flavor enhancer on it, I think, which is the blandest spice I have. But
more like cookies heartburn enhancer.
That's coming up here again, the Super Bowl, a month away or less.
Yeah, because the championship game is coming up next week.
Four teams
so, yeah,
left.
2 weeks from this weekend then, right?
Wouldn't it be? Yeah, because I suppose they're still they still take that break for the Pro Bowl or whatever, and then it's after that. So,
are you hosting again, buddy?
Yeah, sure.
Yay!
Yeah, maybe we'll host.
Oh, yeah, we got the new house.
We got the new house, so there maybe we'll.
I will gladly make a mess in your house instead. Yeah.
We have a new house. I mean, it's not new.
Don't want to.
You guys got a rock paper scissor for it then?
Just because
we want to inconvenience you, not be inconvenienced ourselves. Thank you very much.
Oh, got it.
Speaking of convenience, one of the things we have been working on is our new website. Actually, you know, for all the times and during the
stop by our under construction website.
It's more than just the guy in the hard hat.
It's still a bunch of stock photos. Though, it is. It looked like JCPenney models on there.
Well, it's me dreaming. I guess that means, that would mean we'd need to get headshots. So,
that's part of this?
Well, hey.
Well, people, we have to have them done professionally.
Yeah, so who's our professional headshot taker for a non-monetized...
I got the good camera on my iPhone. Oh, you do too,
yeah,
probably.
I do too.
Yeah, that good enough.
Hashtag
they
selfie
they have
time.
Filters for people like us, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah, the
blur the background.
The negative 25-pound filter.
And the softened kind of like a glamour shot look.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want. The chin remover. You ever look at those, like when you accidentally take a selfie and it's always at just like this awkward, stupid angle and you're like, oh God, what happened? My God, man.
Something to do with the live feature.
Oh, is that what high definition is? This is what I look like in high def. Let's go 720. But one of the features of the new website that will be now I'm regretting actually bringing up the website because that means I'm gonna actually have to really do some work to get it less than the
then
stock
let's
stuff.
Keep talking
hey, we'll about. Help as much as we can, which is
you've
not at all.
Already done more than you're capable,
right?
But one of the things that we had kind of talked about doing is kind of resurrecting something that we used to take part in. During our KIWA days, and that was resurrecting the My Two Cents style idea of, I guess our idea was kind of to post a editorial letter to the editor's column style thing that maybe one of us would do. And then, you know, engage in some feedback with our listeners and our friends on social media just to get a conversation going. And because there's a lot of times that one of us will have a thought or an idea that, you know, is maybe more timely than what we have to record or something like that. And this gives us an opportunity to share that. And not only that, but to actually engage the listener in becoming part of the program. So I know that this is something that is right up Mitch's alley. Mitch, writer of tens of dozens of letters to the editor.
Two.
Oh, that's twice as many as I've written, though.
I think I've written one, maybe. But you have a lot of sternly worded social media responses, so at least there's that.
Sternly worded?
Listen here, bud.
I've never said that.
Oh, you're telling me you
started typing that and deleted it, but I never posted it that I remember anyway.
And you remember those, you've seen that on the internet, the levels of Midwestern mad. Hey, yeah.
Hey,
listen
bud.
Here, bud.
Here's that means deal. I want to fight.
So this will be something we'll be rolling out here in the next few weeks. It's something that we're still talking through a little bit, but I think it'd be kind of fun, and maybe through social media we can solicit some listener ideas to try and engage some conversation back and forth using us as a platform. And, we remember those My Two Cents days. Aaron and I were working for the station. Mitch, a contributor under many pseudonyms.
That is not true. I used my real name. And I did. I actually, that is probably the one place where I did the listen here, bud, because I didn't even know who I was talking to, because it was so, probably all the same guy under different pseudonyms. But.
So for those who are not familiar, when Aaron and I worked for the radio station here in town, they had a feature on their website called My Two Cents. It was a letter to the editor style write-in deal that a listener could submit an idea, and it was posted verbatim, and then it was allowed to comment upon. Now, one of the things that was noted and is kind of noted every time that something like this happens is it's an instant race to the bottom. I mean, it gets bad and it gets nasty and it's in a hurry, and it's very telling of our society as a whole today. And I think social media does kind of do a lot of that same thing, where it recycles and regurgitates a lot of old and tired stereotypes, and it just really becomes it can become nasty. So radio station.
And why are we doing this?
Oh, because it'd be fun. Oh,
well, the difference is the radio station, you could remain anonymous.
Right.
Yeah, I would say that's the number one.
And that's, we're all adults here, and if you're not, then you don't have any business participating in it.
Well, and you had people who, you know, because they had to put in their email address, were commenting on both sides of an issue, mm-hmm. or making it look like there were multiple people agreeing with them just the one person.
Yeah, that was we took a lot of pride in that, and Aaron was even allowed to moderate for a little bit, or at least you suggested it.
I asked if I could, because, well, you know, the big thing about this is it takes a lot of time moderating.
Well, I'll moderate it for free.
Well, you know, no.
That's so censorship.
Yeah, apparently the moderation isn't the big deal. But.
No, it's
page
the
views.
Control. Yeah. But so I and the manager were the moderators, and what's funny is that the people that were quote unquote smart knew that you didn't have to have a legitimate email address in order to post. So you'd get some of those that were that you know were fake, but would log your IP address. So you could see the same IP address was posting as this person, and then as this person, and this is person. It's like, okay, we'll let it go. But if we ever really wanted to really shine a light and be telling about this.
They weren't as smart as they thought they were, because most of them, they would have to take a personal dig at somebody, and you'd know it's like, well, Dave, who happens to run the worst roofing crew in town compared to blah, blah, blah roofing,
where satisfaction is number one.
And I'm like, oh, gee, I think that's the owner of the other roofing company commenting. Just kind of putting two and two together here.
Mm-hmm. So our idea is to try and do that same thing. Obviously, social media is exactly what we're talking about, but to try and make it so that it's community oriented, so local and being a place where we can share some of these ideas, because I think it would be fun, and I know that we all have different skills. My skill is just talking incessantly, as we can tell, and
that's a skill.
Yeah, Mitch is very good at crafting ideas and becoming very. He can be very pinpoint accurate when trying to make a statement or give a side of a point of view. Then Aaron is he's just a nice guy.
Well, moderator is a perfect job for him, because he's kind of a referee. Oh,
come on, you guys.
I can really see both sides of it.
What did you say about J.D. Shulton, you son of a...
Oh, my goodness, you're terrible.
Sorry, every time I bring up your bromance, it you get one of your
I liked his flannel shirt.
You get one of your Sanbornians that's ready to slash your truck tires.
Well, no, it's
you better be lucky that socialist didn't win.
Well, it was one person in Sanborn, but another one was a guy that lives in Hull.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I just talked to him the other day. He's doing a bathroom model. Hey, you Democrat.
Well, that's the worst thing you can say to somebody in Hall.
Well, possibly. Right? Because he's like, hey, you Democrat.
I'm you probably don't even like Pizza Ranch.
Model. Like, why are you calling me? Yeah. that'd be terrible.
So, well, in conjunction with releasing this episode, we'll talk more about this on our social media, see if we can get any traction, or maybe people just want to watch the world burn, in which case that can be okay too.
We can help with that.
We can give some commentary as it happens. But we're going to wrap up segment number one, back with segment number two right after this. Wait, so if I don't yawn when you yawn, I'm a sociopath?
Or do not have an urge to yawn.
I have an urge to punch you.
No, I'm just saying that it's not like a black and white thing, but that's one way that you can quietly tell if someone's a sociopath.
You've been doing more internet IQ tests, have you?
No. No, one of my employees said that. He's like, I did that to that guy. I yawned in front of that guy, and he didn't yawn back. That's one easy way to tell if someone's a sociopath.
It's got to be a real yawn, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. You could probably fake a yawn good enough. But you've had people yawn in front of you, and you're like, oh, man, now I got to yawn.
Do you have? You would do that in a professional setting? Like, here.
Amongst employees. Yeah, you bet.
That's why I always yawn in a job interview.
Well, yeah, that's...
It's the boss yawns, too.
I'm thinking, like, yeah, you got one of your guys that's at a house talking about, you know, we could put it in this new furnace and heat pump, and... pause. Is he going to do it? Never mind. Offer's off the table.
I'm just... saying what I overheard is all, and I just really thought that was interesting.
Have you been testing that theory?
No, I have not tested it. Until now, when I had a real honest-to-goodness yawn.
And it's been well documented, my hatred of yawns. It's a sign of weakness. Yeah, that's like,
weakness. It is. Oh, if I would yawn on the morning show, it was a good thing. Wayne and I sat about as far apart as me and you right now, so 6 feet. Oh, he would have punched me if I would have been close enough. He despises yawns.
If you couldn't hear it on the radio, who cares?
No matter. It's offensive to Wayne. It's not offensive to the listener.
The listener did not play into this conversation. It was an affront to me, or maybe more an affront to the job that How dare you yawn while on company time?
Well, it's kind of an involuntary thing.
Oh, no. Yeah,
no, no. Yeah, man, you had to get to bed earlier.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Because the second worst thing I could do was play softball the night before.
Didn't get home till after midnight.
You son of a...
But who carried the 6 o'clock hour because somebody was too cranky because he didn't get enough sleep?
Yeah, that's
true.
Oh,
boy. A couple times. The first time I subbed, nobody set any expectations. And he comes in, he's like, well, what do you got to talk about? I don't know.
You're
I don't
just
work
sit
here.
There? Come on. Just
like, well, come on. It's kind of your deal to start here.
Yep. Oh, when only three people are tuned in, it's all you, buddy.
Yeah.
But when everybody's awake by 10 after 7, it's the Wayne Show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is amateur hour while I drink my coffee and gather sports scores. And you're supposed to codify the farmers, and then Dad will step in when it's showtime.
Yep.
We're not paying you to just sit here. Oh, you're not paying me at all.
I didn't, looking back on it, I still, like, when my employees do it, I'm just, what are you doing?
No, not, yawning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not
time.
9 a.m. start time too early for you? Should we move it to noon? Oh, the poor little baby. How about you get some sleep and have some respect?
Wow. Oof.
At least
I think this is a good
enough.
Time to talk about the generations thing that we have down here as a bullet point. Because, I thought for sure you were a millennial, but now I don't. I'm not so sure.
No, you sound no, a lot there. I was
more
never
like my grandpa.
Never.
No, my grandpa's nicer than that. What am I talking about?
I never viewed myself as being that mean. I always viewed myself as having expectations, and as such, assumed everyone else had those same expectations.
Yeah,
of
but
decorum.
your list of expectations is like three different things, and one of them happens to be yawning for some reason.
Yeah, like no, that's like just, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I think if I sat and thought about it, I could probably come up with something that other people would consider to be odd, but is a big deal to me. I would have to think a while because it's got to somehow compete with yawning.
No, that's my trigger. I mean, it's just I don't know if like I was wronged by a sleepy person in a past life or something, but it's just the yawning to me signifies a lack of preparation for the job at hand. You let your personal life get in the way of business, and we are here on business time.
If you want to yawn,
people
do it
yawn
during
for a lot of different reasons.
That's something and them and their psychiatrist can work on. You're here to work.
They could be yawning because somebody else yawned.
It doesn't take any time to yawn. This is such a ridiculous thing.
What? I'm just saying. If
you brought a black pen to work, this is a blue pen company. What?
Sorry, sir.
Yawning means you're tired. You're tired because you're not taking care of yourself because you don't respect this job enough to get the requisite amount of sleep.
No, I would have to go with that. If that's your line of thinking, yeah, that works. Now, is that what you were thinking when I was in the studio with you? No way.
Well, it was.
That's what you think now that you run your own show.
It was in so much as I wanted to be out playing softball until midnight, but I couldn't. And because you did. And
That's a physical deal.
I would say coming to work.
What do you mean that's a physical deal? Like I wasn't physically able? Well, were you taking a shot at me? What the heck, Aaron? Gosh, you are turning into a Democrat.
I would say showing up owly and pissed off at the world and unable to speak for a half an hour would show that maybe you weren't prepared for the work day and didn't have the appropriate energy level.
But the job description, that's how it came.
I was still able to push the buttons, make the calls, and
do
what needed to be
being,
done.
Friendly and enjoyable for the listeners.
I was a peach for the listeners.
That would be my expectation.
You aren't my boss.
You're not mine.
We're talking about Aaron.
No, we're not. We're talking about
We're talking about people in general.
Oh.
Yawning.
I'd
say being an irritable prick is a bigger pet peeve of mine than yawning, actually, really.
So I want to take your philosophy of yawning and expand that to day trading. Oh, I mean, okay. Don't you think that you could really, I mean, if yawning is offensive to you, the 1 second it took to yawn, what about the 15 minutes of your guy's day trading?
No, that you're not wrong. You're
and
not
this
wrong
is the
there.
Pot calling the kettle black, because yeah. I've got a guy that day trades too.
We've got Aaron and oh, I have.
That's
have,
all going to come to a screeching halt in a matter of months. So
well, and I'll set the scene here because I think this is going to be the theme of a future episode. Aaron and I have similar aged employees who are actually friends
that and they share the same first name.
No, they
the
don't.
Similar. That's not Tyler and Tyler.
No, it's Tyler and Travis.
Oh, Travis.
Yep. And
close enough.
Tease.
I referred to him on a podcast as a chihuahua, and he took great offense.
He listens.
Yeah, well, he listened Whoops. That time. I don't know if somebody keyed him off on it that I was talking about him or what the deal was, but yeah, he comes in the next day. Yo, boss, we got to talk. We got to talk. I ain't no chihuahua. I'm a golden retriever, at least. Okay, you, whatever, fine. But to your point, we both have employees that have utilized technology and its possibilities to try and become independently wealthy without trying.
They have a Snapchat called Future Billionaires.
Yep.
So today, Tyler was complaining that his screen was, he would touch it, but what the key it was pushing was a little bit off. And I said, you can... Give me your phone. I don't think it's on. So I went to the settings and whatever. I went to the home screen where it shows you markets. He had lost 700 and some bucks today on Tesla. Can you imagine?
Well, Bitcoin.
Well, I don't know because I made all kinds of money on Tesla earlier.
Bitcoin's the same way though. I mean, just to have to ride that wave.
Ooh.
Did you guys see that TikTok that got shared all over Twitter? Of people talking about investing. So it's like a couple from Ohio and it's a video promoting Robinhood, which is a trading platform if you're not familiar. And it's like, you know, it's actually very simple. This guy's trying to explain how he's now working from home and making money by day trading and click the link in his profile and then you get a free stock and blah, blah, blah. He's like, it's actually very simple. What I do is I just watch a stock and if it starts to go up, I buy it. And then I watch it go up more. And then if it starts to go down a little bit, I sell it.
Oh, wow.
So, you kind of buy down here and you sell up here.
Sure.
And you just do that over and over and over and you make tons of money.
Huh. I could do that.
Huh.
You don't.
Yeah. And that, it kind of sounded like that was his entire level of understanding of how stocks and financial markets work.
Well, to Wayne's point, we're going to have a couple of 20-some-year-olds come on board here and explain to us how stocks and puts and calls really do work.
Explanation.
All right, yeah, so we'll book that for a future show.
After it crashes. No, we need to do a before and after.
We do, yeah.
Actually, yeah. So we better get on that.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid that the bubble's going to burst.
Yeah, normally the sound here in my garage is like a whirling sound of a bunch of fans blowing at high velocity because... He is a Bitcoin miner. Well, I guess it would be a cryptocurrency miner, like M-I-N-E-R. And so we've got machines running in the back that I've not ever charged him for.
Oh, it's a free heat, boss. Free heat, boss.
Yeah, no. Free heat for the garage.
Free heat, 220 on each. Yeah, free heat, my...
Never mind, that's not free.
No, but so... There's money to be made there. And I do remember he was trying to talk me into it when Ethereum was at 130 bucks and now it's over 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Just in the and it's I don't think it's been a year. And the 130 was like on a huge like plateau because it had been under 100 for a long time prior to that. So you know, we all have, and Mitch, you shared your, gosh, I remember reading about Bitcoin that one time, and you know, we have that kind of story where you could, you know, if only.
I would have never actually done it, but I thought, oh, that'd be cool to buy $100 worth of Bitcoin just to play with and see what you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have been the guy that left it in there and forgot the password.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like right. That guy that's been in the news. He's got what, $280 million worth of Bitcoin.
And two guesses left,
and otherwise, and it's all gone.
I can't imagine.
Oh,
can you
I'd
imagine
be sick.
Having that many soybeans in town? at the elevator.
No.
And then the elevator being like, the general manager, oh, you got two more guesses. Otherwise, the soybeans are ours. Because you held on to all your soybeans. You didn't sell them off the combine, right?
I mean, you still got them in the pocket.
Oh, you did.
But yeah. the difference is
my bills.
You could influence the manager of the grain market. There's no central governance of cryptocurrency.
I think that's incredible. Two more guesses left.
I hate to see all these young people though that think that they are the next Warren Buffett because they can click buttons on a computer and watch it go up and then sell it when it's high.
Did we have anything to that extent when we were
E-Trade? The dot-com bubble crashed. There were a ton of people day traded.
I'm not talking about day trading specifically. I'm more talking about if there was like a micro trend that was
Beanie Babies.
Ooh, yeah, that was a huge thing for a minute.
Yeah, I remember it. Well, somebody shared it on Facebook. It was like on this day in 1999, this couple in divorce court split up their Beanie Baby collection because that was the entirety of their net worth or something.
Babies, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, well, people speculated on Beanie Babies, though, and that was all about what are you going to do with 1,000 Beanie Babies?
Right.
You know, but they were collectible.
The only thing I bought and sold in that area was Columbia House and B&G CDs.
You didn't sell them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you didn't just pay for them.
Right, you bought them for a penny. Yeah. And then when you forgot to say, I didn't want next month's feature CD, you quick wrote on the box,
Return to sender, not requested. Oh, I can't.
How did they make any money doing that? That's what I want to know.
I have no idea.
Well, they're not in business anymore, but then again, I guess neither is Blockbuster, so there's that.
I would have a bunch of CDs, and then I'd go to family events on my mom's side and sell them after I'd listened to them about four or five times.
You would go to family events?
Yes, and my aunts and uncles would look down on us kids as just full of pity.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Uncle Dave, you like Boys to Men, don't you?
No, it was all country.
Oh.
It was all country. Yeah, and it's CDs I should have held on to. I'm sure I had Sammy Kershaw,
right,
and all these old
Alan
really
Jackson,
good stuff.
Probably.
Yes, I would have, but at the same time, I was like, man, I can get $5 for the Alan Jackson thing, and get 5 more CDs from Columbia House, and then I'll quit that one and go to B&G and get my 5 from them.
And you never felt bad, huh?
No, I suppose I probably should have. I don't know, but it just. Yeah, just the return to sender thing was just the biggest deal.
Wasn't that terrible. Something? Aaron now has a tweener who is a
basketball star. No, he's not a star. He plays basketball on the junior high team over at Sanborn Christian, and he's doing pretty good. And I'm actually, I went to like 2 games last year. He played probably 8. I went to 2 of them. Mm-hmm. He didn't play a lot. This year I've gone to every game and I'm enjoying it. And I am entertaining putting him in AAU basketball.
Wow.
Wow.
To travel chase team. Him around and be that parent.
So tell me.
I have yet to yell at a ref, though, so I haven't escalated to that point.
Well, that's a whole other thing. I think you have to pay a lot in AAU memberships in order to get to that point where the ref is the reason that your child is not a good athlete. Right. But tell me, where did the switch flip? Because I remember back when we were doing radio, too, you had long pontificating stances where you just berated.
Yeah, chasing your kids around, making. So there's the line where you're pushing your kids and they're getting so much of it that by the time they get to high school, they really won't want to do it much anymore. They're getting burned out. And the only reason they're playing is because mom and dad want them to be good. I would say for me, the transition began when I watched my son and he actually showed little spots of little short spurts of skill. Like there was a guy from my church who after the game gave Ace a knuckles and said, that one NBA move you had was really awesome. And I went, you darn right it was.
Who do you think taught him that?
That's right.
All I'm of a sudden, dad. I'm all of a sudden,
I'm his dad.
Here we go.
Yeah. Now,
so those Alon's jeans.
Yeah, he's still not good. Don't get the impression here that. Well, so he's just in seventh grade. He doesn't have a lot of experience. He's the youngest kid on the team. I look at where he was 12 months ago to where he is now. He's probably close to a foot taller.
Oh, really?
And probably 20 pounds heavier. What, really? What he's done physically this last. And he could easily be in the sixth grade. There's like two kids in sixth grade that are older than he is. And I think, man, if I would have had my head on straight as an athletic parent, I would have held him back. To be sure my kid was bigger.
Start throwing away his homework. Well, he can do seventh grade twice.
Yeah. You know? I guess there's ways there's around
more,
that.
There's a little more, you know, doing kindergarten twice, nobody remembers. Doing seventh grade twice, yeah the kids are going to remember that.
Hey, guys, you need a ride to school? I've got a license. I'm in like eighth grade.
And I just, and then, you know what? I look back. I was an August birthday, one of the youngest kids in my class. Man, if mom and dad would have just held me back, I would have, I'd been just bigger, heavier, faster. I could have really been an all-star on you the think, bench.
And
what, I would have never played. How would
that have affected your trajectory?
You know, who knows where I would have been? Who knows where I'd be today? If I just would have had a little more skill. But now I'm enjoying watching. Now I'm not going to turn into one of those parents. I'm no way. But
I'm glad that we're recording this for posterity.
I was visiting with another parent about, you know, what's this AAU basketball thing about? You know, seeing once maybe I want to do this next year with
them. Do they have payment plans? What's the financing like?
Well, here's how it was explained to me. Just because you're the best kid out of Sanborn Christian, that probably means you're going to be mediocre on the B team when it comes to the larger group of kids. So the AAU teams are like run through Tri-County or Western. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you might. And that was my story. I was the tallest kid at Sanborn Christian my eighth grade year. And I scored all kinds of points because I was tall. And then when freshman basketball time came, there was 40 of us that tried out for 10 spots as freshmen. Out of 55 boys, 40 of us tried out for basketball. That's what you're looking at, okay? Because you're all coming from smaller schools. And I was the best one at Jim. Well, I was the best one at Sheldon. I was the best one at Inwood. I was the best one in whatever. And when the dust settles, I didn't make the team.
Wow.
And the coach says, yeah, you know, you're not tall anymore. You're forward height now, and you need to dribble the ball. And I'm like, the last 3 years of my life, the coach has yelled, don't dribble, just shoot. So, yeah, when you're the tallest guy and you can stand under the rim, that's very effective. But
it is.
Later on. So then it's like, man, and that's going to be my son's story. He's going to play down there because he's the tallest one on the team next year. And it's like, man, I could get him playing a little more, understand ball control a little more, you know. Harvard, here we come.
Harvard.
They got a great basketball team.
Wow.
Great basketball team.
Boy, God bless you for dreaming big.
I'm just kidding.
He means the Harvard of Sioux County. Dort.
Yes, that's what I mean.
The Harvard of Sioux County.
Stanford. You know, by the time he gets old enough, from what I hear, what I'm reading, he can go anywhere for free. So what am I worried about basketball scholarships for? State schools. Iowa State, become a veterinarian. You can support me.
How would he go there for free?
That's a thing now. They're going to make public
colleges free. Just because of socialism.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I'm a Democrat, apparently. So
upward inflection.
I've been told. But I have really enjoyed watching him. And I tell him after every game, I'm like, you know, you really, I can see improvement. And I said, you guys got your butt handed to you last night, just killed. But you guys played better as a team than you had the couple games before. Even though you won those games, you guys played better and you know what things you can work on. And that's what you need to keep your. And, you know, I just really felt like I'm really embracing this role as like the sports dad.
Have you had to deal with the tears?
No, not yet.
So there's nothing.
I think they won their first two or their first three games. Last year they won one game all season. So it's like as soon as they won two games, it's like, we don't care what happens after this. We won more than last year. And so they played Hull, and Hull's a bigger school, and they had quite a bit of talent on their team. And it was really intense. It was the most intense game they played, and they just weren't able to quite keep up. But I said, hey, you're playing. You're getting better every game. That's awesome.
So now,
and that NBA move, just
that NBA move,
man.
Where you put up this your
was
arms
an
and...
this was an old guy from Sanborn, right? So he dribbled between his legs one time.
The fact he jumped when he shot.
Oh, whoa!
I've never seen anyone do that outside of Michael Jordan or Clyde the left-handed
layup.
But it is funny because there are a couple boys that have never given one little care about sports really in their life. Like the two of them that I'm thinking about are big hunters. Love to hunt.
Sure.
Their dads hunt. That's what they're all about. And then all of a sudden, hey, it's mandatory you play or we don't have enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, it's mandatory.
Yes. Whether you want to play or not, you're getting suited up and you're probably going to play.
Wow.
So there's a couple of boys that just, they're trying hard because it's their team and whatever.
Sure.
But they're like,
yeah, and they're friends.
Oh, one of them shoots with the ball back behind his head and he doesn't jump at all. But he got like 4 or 6 points and yeah, it's just like the whole crowd's like, yes, this is so cool.
So are these other schools like similarly equipped
smaller schools? Schools aren't going to be mandatory.
That, yeah.
In fact, the first game of the year, they didn't have enough girls to even have a girls' team. So two girls played on the boys' team so they could play.
Oh, really?
So, and that was Inwood. So that's a very small school there.
Yeah.
And one of the girls was the coach's daughter, but she was taller, bigger. She was really good. She blocked one of like Asa's classmates, and I was like, ooh, that'll suck to be you at school tomorrow. You're going to get ripped for that. Oh, man. So it is fun to watch. I didn't think I would get this excited about it, but I just hope I don't fall, far as some of those other.
Going to be every weekend on the road, traveling.
And
with
you want to name some examples of some of these other parents that you're referring to?
I'm not close friends with anybody that chases AAU to the point that it's ridiculous. I've got friends whose kids are in AAU, but it's close. And
I've got
why they're in it.
I've got some friends that send their kids are in Sheldon here, and they will send their kids over to Western to do sports, like whatever you're talking about, AAU. Like wrestling is a big thing. And Mitch, maybe you can comment more on this. I don't get wrestling. Wrestling's never been my... South of Bryan, nothing for you. You guys,
we didn't have wrestling until my senior year of high school.
Oh, really?
That's when they started sharing with Sheldon.
Okay.
And my principal tried to get me to go out just because I was, bigger guy and whatever, and lifted weights. And I'm like, no, there's a lot more to it than just being a strong guy. I'm not going to get rolled every match by some guy that's been wrestling his whole life. No way.
My oil? What?
No.
Yeah, getting into that your senior year, facing off against someone who's wrestled for the last 8 years of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Or 10 or more. But they started so young. I mean,
yeah, they do.
There are kids that can barely walk that are starting to get into some of these wrestling, the parent-sponsored deals. And so I love the idea of team building. I love the idea of bettering yourself, of discipline. But... There's got to be a level where it's too much. It's too much emphasis on the act and not enough emphasis on the education. And where that emphasis lies is in that vicarious living from which these parents are doing through their children. And that's where I see it the most, is that these parents that... We are in the town that is probably known to a lot of people outside of Sheldon, Iowa, as the town the Brands brothers came from.
Yep.
So wrestling is in our blood, and it's part of our architecture. But some of these people, it just seems like they emphasize wrestling over or insert your sport here. I don't mean to curtail it like that, more than academics, more than socialization, more than any of the other things that make people worthwhile adults.
It's like the shirt says, English is important, wrestling is importanter. I really struggled with the fact that Western picked up football, because when we didn't have football when I was there, that became such a part you had to defend that we didn't have football. You know, whatever reason, you just had to really defend you that you didn't have
football. If we had football, we'd be really good.
Yeah. So then when you get it, then you're like, well, you know. Well, I talked to a dad from Sanborn, and he's big into it for his boys. And I said, so what do you think about football? And he said, well, I'll tell you this. My son would probably not have passed high school if it were not for football. His love was football, but if he wanted to play football, he had to keep his grades up. Oh. And it was that drive to keep that grades at that level that kept him caring enough about school. And had he not had football, he wouldn't have cared about school, because his grades would have tanked. He would have just given up and said, forget it, I'm going to do this after I graduate, I don't need to graduate. He said football is what kept my boy in school. I thought that's interesting. I had never thought about it that way.
Right. And that's a good point. And that may change my opinion.
Well, on average, people who participate in activities, whether it's athletics or music or theater or speech, whatever, have a higher grade point average than people who don't. So, not being focused on other things doesn't necessarily take away from it.
Well, it just depends on where, that line where focus ends and obsession begins. That's I think, that slippery slope.
I think that's a lot of times that's more the parent than the kid, though.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, it is the parent.
I mean, it's a learned behavior for sure.
One of the first battles I witnessed in my first year on school board, you had one school board member that said, hey, we got to have sports because sports is what teaches this and this and this. And another school board member who's a dairyman who... that's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
And your kids are going to have chores, and those chores has to happen every morning and every time after they get home from school. He made the point that, look at your school. If your school could not find a volleyball coach, they would move heaven and earth to find a volleyball coach. If your school couldn't find a coach to do an academic thing, like for us, it was future problem solvers, but even for like theater, you would say, well, that's fine. We can wait till next year and try again. And that was his point. And it's like you reflect on it. Yeah, it's true. We would move heaven and earth to be sure that we could have every athletic opportunity for our kids possible.
It's an interesting study, I think.
Right. Our pastor came from Vergennes, Vermont. That was such a small school, they had no sports.
Zero.
None at all.
So they come over here and he has an eighth grade boy, never having played organized sports.
Wow.
And he's played like a little baseball. And he's required to suit up and get out on that court. And the boy has an incredible attitude. Incredible attitude. He's out there trying his absolute hardest.
I remember when he was at your house for your housewarming party.
Mm-hmm.
He welcomed my daughter into the bouncy house, introduced himself like a gentleman, said, hi, Ava, I'm so-and-so. Let me take you through the bouncy house. Are you having a good day? Like, just like, okay, who invited the 65-year-old 12-year-old grader into here? Yeah. It was a hoot to watch, but we are going way long in this segment. So we're going to take our final break, back with segment 3 after this. What have you learned from 2020 that will leave a lasting impression moving forward? Is there, we went through a period of pandemic. We went through a period of vitriol with politics and social media and all this stuff. Is there, can you identify one thing that you, one takeaway from 2020 that will, that you'll take with you that will leave a lasting impression?
The beauty is we can edit out the long pause that it's going to take.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, this will be fine.
The amount of disinformation that can be absorbed as truth by good people shocked me this year.
Yeah. The power of social media to divide people based on what they want to believe. I would agree with that. And I'm not that goes on both sides of several different issues that are coming to mind right now. And at a time when people had too much time on their hands or too much time at home when they normally would have been out and about, and they chose to spend the spare time they were gifted, so to speak, to yell at each other on Facebook. But that's not a positive thing. The positive thing to me, I just don't want to sound too negative. Like 2020 overall, I think a lot of people value or recognize the value of normal life a little more, appreciate things a little more, appreciate being able to visit their grandparents in a nursing home. And I don't want to call that a silver lining because it's not, because it was an extremely negative experience that made you appreciate that. But on the other hand, I think a lot of people don't appreciate the life we live enough, myself included, and the inability to go out and interact with people, spend time with family members, patronize your local establishments, shops, restaurants, what have you. I think that put a lot of things into perspective that we have it pretty good here and we shouldn't take those things for granted.
I think that's well said, Mitch. Glad I sprung this upon you at the last minute.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I'm glad I had that second beer to help me be more verbose.
Mm-hmm. If anything was ever, it was verbose. We made an entire podcast without politics.
It was great.
Yay!
You know, that's the thing. I've had a few people comment about, not negative or positive, honestly, just that we'd been talking about politics a lot. And I'm like, I hate politics. I hate that we're so focused on politics, but there's been so few other things going on. Right, and it's been so pervasive on the news, social media, everything else. It felt like sometimes that was the only thing we had to talk about.
Right.
And things that shouldn't be political have become political. And I freaking hate that.
Yes.
So in 2021... let's hope that when we recap 2021 a year from now, we're saying, what do you appreciate about 2021? So everybody quit talking about freaking politics on Facebook. I hope I can say that.
Amen. Yes.
Please and thank you.
Amen. Put a amen on this sermon, will you?
Hey, join us again next time for another episode of Dutch by Association, a Northwest Iowa podcast, brought to you by Super High Tech.
Hey, you're reading the Mitch line.
I am. Farmers. And Aaron. Well, Aaron's a late calver. You early calvers, calving season is here. Wouldn't it be nice to check on your cows and calves from the comfort of your couch? We could make it happen. Contact us today for a free quote on the farm and livestock security cameras to give yourself the gift of peace of mind.
And do you want to pander for a sponsor?
Please.
I'd hate for you to lose your opportunity since he read your line.
Oh, you want me to do the ad lib part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Well, I wasn't prepared, so you might have
neither
to
would have
this,
been I.
But, right.
That's the whole point
it's
of
called ad lib.
Ad lib. I just wasn't thinking. My mind was elsewhere. I was thinking about supper here. Hey, if you were impressed by our podcast here, and I hope you were,
and even
I
if
think
you,
you
weren't,
should be should if you be. Weren't.
Yeah, you should be.
We'd love to have you as a sponsor. Doesn't matter what you're selling, we can help you do it.
Yep, and we work for remarkably cheap. And you can learn more about the pod and just who the heck we think we are by hitting us up on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at DBA Pod. And actually coming soon to a website near you, dbapod.com.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then Mitch will be writing the first
op-ed.
Now I got that sprung on me too.
Yeah. Are we going to call it like My 3 Cents or...
Yeah, we don't want to have any trademark infringement.
Hey, you get a dollar's worth with my opinion, buddy.
I guess.
Maybe not.
It's in the eye of the beholder. We'll work on the marketing, but in the meantime, we thank you for listening. And for now, this has been Dutch by Association.